This is about a car accident, actually. It comes from a celebrity couple, Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne. I guess they have some trucks that do the moving for them. I don't know why.
Is Ozzy still touring?
He may be.
He's got some health issues, doesn't he, Ozzy Osbourne?
Always has.
Yeah, for a long time. Well, apparently he was told by Sharon that of the 11 trucks that they commandeered, one of them had a crash. And she's recording herself, or someone's recording her, giving him the bad news that one of the trucks is now out of commission. It's the reason the truck crashed that is the big deal.
One of our 11 truck drivers got into an accident yesterday. We found out today.
He was stoned.
No.
Drunk.
Getting a blowjob from a hooker while he's driving the car.
Oh, that'll do it.
And he was naked.
Yeah. Oh, that'll do it. Great.
So,
let's just go inside the numbers on this.
It's a lot to unpack.
It's a lot. Sharon says one of the drivers crashed. Stoned.
No.
Drunk.
No.
Beach from a hooker.
Stark naked.
And then I don't even know who that is in the background. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Is that Jack?
That's what I was thinking. Their son.
One of our 11 truck drivers got into an accident yesterday. We found out today.
You were stoned.
No.
Drunk.
Getting a blowjob from a hooker while he's driving the car.
Oh, that'll do it.
And he was naked.
Yeah. Oh, that'll do it. Great.
So...
What a
phenomenal. Well, that'll do it.
What a great 15 second right there.
Well, that'll do. Anyone?
Yeah.
That's the guy. He's the best one. Yeah. He's celebrating it. They've wrecked a truck here. This thing has been wrecked. He's paid a hooker.
Didn't ask if the driver was okay.
The hooker. How's the hooker doing? Completely naked.
Well, that'll do. Won't.
Yes. Celebrity news also. Denise Richards, who will appear in an episode of Fox's reality series Special Forces during the third season, revealed that she jumped off a bridge while filming for the show and ruptured her implants.
Her boobs.
Her implants of her boobs. She clarified this on a recent episode of Jeff Lewis Live that the harness caused the injury. She was wearing a harness. And she said, "I have to get both boobs redone. Both were ruptured in the jump. I was supposed to have them redone a month ago, but I couldn't because we kept on filming after the fact." So her doctor says okay to have ruptured implants for a while, but she does have to have them both redone. That's terrible.
Must be one hell of an impact.
Quite a jump, isn't it? Yeah, she had a harness on. Apparently, this show, I've never seen it, Special Forces.
Well, if you watch a lot of football, you see the promos.
I do see the promos.
Cam Newton is one of the cast members this year, and they put him through hell.
That's what all the celebrities were saying, was that...
I'm kind of intrigued by it.
Yeah.
But not enough to watch yet, but I'm intrigued by it.
Contestants on past seasons have jumped out of helicopters, rappelled down a 400-foot dam, traversed a 4,700-foot deep cliff atop a rope, rescue missions, firefights, bombing simulations. They put them through all this stuff. So if you want to see somewhat big celebrity, Denise Richards is a pretty big celebrity, as is Cam Newton. And so they're going to they really do put them through the paces, apparently. The first two episodes of season three premiered. The first episode premiered on January 8th, and then the second one this week. And she said, terrible.
It's a dumb question, but does that not hurt? Or I mean, I guess the impact that whatever it was that ruptured the implants might have bruised her, but I guess...
No, once, I guess you wouldn't feel
once they're ruptured?
I guess not. And
what's inside them these days? Saline? I don't know.
No, they used to make them out of just saline because... Then if it leaked into it, it's just salt water.
Yeah, you didn't want the silicone in your system.
That's right. They switched to saline because of that, because if it ruptured.
I don't know what they're making them out of nowadays. BB Shay?
I mean, the BB Shay?
I don't know. Chocolate pudding or something?
Wouldn't that be something? A chocolate pudding rupture of Denise Richards' breasts and her implants. Remember we had a guy call about, who was the actor? Someone was in a Robin Hood movie and I don't think it was Liam Neeson, but somebody jumped and broke his ankle or hurt his ankle really badly or his back and continued with the filming and then was told like 10 years later, you broke your leg here. You broke your ankle. And he goes, oh, I remember exactly. He jumped, but he didn't. They were behind in filming already.
Yeah.
So he kept on with the scheduling.
It wasn't Connery.
No, I think it was more, recent than that. But he jumped and wound up Really?
I vaguely remember the story. I don't really remember the person.
We should try, maybe we could find the caller. The caller then called us and said that he was messing around with his kids one night playing like tag or something. Jumped off of his deck, remember, and really injured his leg, broke it. And instead of going to the emergency room, crawled in bed and made love to his wife.
That's right.
She was really into it. And so he goes, yeah. All right, I'll lay here and you do all the work.
But tomorrow, emergency room for sure. Yeah.
And that's exactly what they did. That's right. This is another woman is in the news for something she's doing with her body. She had to have her ribs removed, cosmetic purposes.
You don't have to have ribs removed.
You're right. This was cosmetic only. A woman from Kansas City, six of her ribs were removed because she wanted a smaller waist. Well, doctors do that. Well, they just remove
your ribs. I can't imagine anybody.
She had her
reputable
ribs. She did it and now says that she wants to fashion the ribs into a crown that she can wear all the time.
I got my ribs removed. I got them removed for cosmetic purposes. These are my rib bones. There's six of them. This one's so tiny and small. So let me keep them. Plan on having someone make a crown and like incorporate my bone pieces in there and like shave them down.
Ugh,
what if your son brings her home? So, Dad, she's the one. Because you know every part of that woman is pierced and tatted.
Oh.
Right?
I'd have a hard time with that. I would.
Would you pull him aside and say, son, long talk.
I would have a hard time with
real
that.
Talk.
Yes, because, I mean, it's one thing, pierced and tatted and all that. Yeah.
But she's trying to censure. Remember that woman they called her Catwoman who had all those surgeries?
Yeah.
And she died like a month ago, right, over the holiday
break.
Yeah,
she did. That's right.
I can't remember how old she was.
She had so many
surgeries. And, you know, what doctor would legitimately sign off on doing these procedures?
Yeah, who removes
ribs? I guess if the person says, you're a cosmetic surgeon, I have money,
I'll do it.
Do this.
Well, the controversy last week was about the 10-year-old that got the tattoo on her arm, and the tattoo artist posted it on his own social media and said, the reason I did this is because the father was bound and determined to get his 9-year-old a tattoo. He wanted Trump tattooed on her neck. Instead, the tattoo artist talked him into an American flag on her arm, and he said, this was going to be done, so I wanted it to be done by somebody reputable.
A clean shop.
And professional and clean, and the artwork would have cost about $70. He paid me $500. So, I mean, if you're in that, like if you offer a ton of money to have your ribs removed, and incidentally, I'm looking into it. I mean, finally, I want to get
some. How many would you take out? You want an empire waist?
Nah. I do. I want a great. I think I need four gone at least. Four? I think I need four gone. And maybe I'd go up to eight.
It sounds like she said they're smaller than you think, because when you imagine ribs,
I think they're
you
huge.
See the skeleton.
Maybe it depends on your size to begin with. I bet mine are bigger than that.
But don't they go all the way down?
Yes,
they get smaller and smaller and smaller.
She had the bottom ones removed, her smallest ones. So she's making them into a crown or a hat.
Okay.
I mean, she's crazy, of course.
Of course.
You know, our P1 listener, Glenn, sent in that list last week. You're trash if. I'm going to call her trash. I don't. And it's wrong. It's really wrong of me to do that.
It's not trash behavior. That's just loon.
That's lunatic behavior. How about this? You're trash if you drive in the slow lane, you're driving slowly in the fast lane. Agree or disagree? I've done that. I have done that. You're trashy.
I don't think
you're
trash.
Yeah. Overloading your trash bin so the lid won't close and it spills into the street. And later you come home and there's trash in the street. Glenn says you're trashy if you do that.
Yeah.
Leaving your leftovers in the fridge at work for weeks.
Yes.
You're trash if you do that.
That happens every day here, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
Yeah, it's true.
There's a dozen eggs in there with no top right now in our refrigerator downstairs.
They're mine.
I'm about to take them.
Do eggs have dates? They have sell-by
dates?
They do.
Yeah. They have sell-by dates when you buy them in the store. I fought with a woman over eggs. Actually, we agreed. This is even more odd. The other day, snowstorm coming. I'm in the grocery store. Of course, where am I? Egg aisle. They're out of browns. And I switched to brown eggs. I'm a brown egg person. And a woman came up behind me and she goes, they ain't got no brown eggs? And I said, no, they're all white. She goes, that ain't going to do.
We had a Karen convention in aisle 5.
I said, you know, I always
one more of us will have a quorum. I'm not eating white eggs. I guess I'll eat these goose eggs or duck eggs.
I said, I think I always buy brown eggs. She goes, me too, mister. They're better. And she gave me a high five. We were like, yes, we're high-fiving over eggs. But neither one of us got what we wanted. I bought the white. She's like, I ain't getting them. I'll go somewhere else.